Alright, der Kutavach. We're in Kuf Ayin Aleph. We're up to Sif Hei. Sif Hei is basically the last Sif on the first Shlav of this Siman. This Siman deals with many Inyanim of Chaluka. The first part of the Siman we've been dealing with till now, the Inyanim of what's considered Yesh Bei Kadei Chaluka, what's considered Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka. From Sif Vav goes, starts already the concept of Good or Agud, which is the next form of chalukah, which is very gishmak as well. But hopefully we'll get a clarify what's considered yesh bei kadei chalukah and different chedushim in Sif Hei. It's a beautiful Sif. Easy but beautiful. All right, let's see. Zakta Machaba. Yesh misha oime, shimboim laklak bayisei chotza. There are those who say that if you're trying to divide a house or a chotza, afo pi she yesh bei kadei chalukah, even if the house is a yesh bei kadei chalukah, but im ein bei kadei sheyagi lechal echad derek b'fnei atzma yishleitz derek lava chelik avera ein bei din chalukah. The etzim house has enough to be chalik. It's a large enough house that you could be chalik. But let's just say there's only one entrance, so there's only one walkway to get to the street, and if you're going to be chalik it, whoever gets the, let's say, the back part of the house has no way out, has no exit, has no way to get to the street. He has no derech. That's it, it's over. Because in the totality of things, it's Ein Bei Kadei Chalukah. So what? He has enough of a house to live in, but you can't use that house. He has to be able to get in and out. And even if he could technically get in and out, but it's not with a derech, it's not a proper way to get in and out. He can climb over fences. That's not a normal way of entering and exiting. And for him to have to go over his chaver's yard, that's not fair. That's not considered. Because I don't have to take a back part of the house, and every time I have to go in and out, I have to go over your property. I want to have my private property, my private entrance. So therefore, in order for a house to be divisible, it has to be divisible not only in the house, but even in its front yard. It has to be divisible like that. So therefore, really, in theory, you got to cut down the house in half from front to back. That means that's the split. So the kumta is that you're going to cut it right side and left side, let's say, so they'll both be facing the street, rather than, what's the real estate term? You have a front house and a guy in the back house. I forgot the term for it, but that's not going to work. You're going to have to go over the front yard. That's not going to work out. All right, what we see here, it's a yesod. What you see here is a chiddush that you got to be able to have not only the house, but the totality of things also has b'yesh b'kadei chalukah, but it's l'chari in the svar, it makes a lot of sense. Now, well, I don't know how you're going to share a path, because if I take the back part of the house, I still can't get to the path even, unless I cross over your house, your front of the house. Take the house in front. Enough of a size, whatever the shared derech is. Right, each one has to have their own pathway to enter and exit. We could share, but that's if you cut the house, that I'll take the right, like a duplex, I'll take the right, you take the left. But if you cut it front and back, let's say it's not divisible right and left, because it's not wide enough to cut it like that. It's a narrow house, but very long. Borough Park, at its best, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to cut the house in half this way? You can't. I'll have to go into Deutsches to get into the house. I can't do it. So you got to cut it front and back. Front and back, but then how is he going to get out? He can't get out. The only way him to get out is by crossing over my part of the house. That he doesn't have to do. He can't even get to the derech.
If you could share, it's called today. But you can maybe say, I don't want to share. Want either the guns in the...
No, if you could, if the derech is large enough that they could cut the derech in half. And,
both use the derech.
Pashtus, not. We're going to see there's different... Again, if you're talking about a duplex type of arrangement, that's not what we're talking about. Here with one, you have to go on to his chelik in order to get out. But all right, fine. All right, that's the Mechaba. What's interesting is the Mechaba talks about a yesh bei kadei chalukah of a bayis, and yet doesn't tell you what that is. Right? We had a Mechaba before Gevaldik and Siv Beis, goes through Chotza and Gina and Mamish Paradise, and one by one by one by one, and conveniently leaves out bayis. All of some, maybe he wasn't discussing bayis, but here he is discussing bayis. Yesh bei kadei chalukah of a bayis, and doesn't tell you what the kadei chalukah is. So what is the sheer kadei chalukah by a bayis? From the stimus of Mechaba, from the fact he left it out, and he sort of puts it together with Chotza, it sounds like in the Mechaba that the kadei chalukah of a bayis is the exact same sheer that he said before by Chotza, which is dalet ames al dalet ames. That is the sheer house. And really it's a machlokes rishonim. Many rishonim hold taka like that. It's dalet ames al dalet ames. There is one Shitas Rishonim, Mordechai, whatever, brings down the Shitas Rishonim, that you need Dalet Amos or Vav Amos. Or what big, this is Mamish Major. You got, instead of being Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos, you need Dalet Amos or Vav Amos. In Kol HaTerikula, we find for Mezuzin, for all the halakas, a house of Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos. Yeah, that's, Bedieve has a shame house to it. But Lechatchila, no one builds such a small house. You only build a house Dalet or Vav. So Memela, you want to know Kedei Chaluka, you have to have enough of a house that is a lechatchila dika house that's a dalet or vav. That is that shita's trend. Now let's talk taklas dalet vav. I mean practical terms. That's let's say 7 by 7 feet, or 7 by 9 feet. You know, or 7 by 10 feet, whatever it is, 11 feet. So zayin, that's not going to make our house. Okay, so. First, the Aruch HaShulchan says you should know it's totally berias eini bezdin lefi amakum lefi erech ha'anoshim. Different cities and different people require more to be considered a house. Clearly, bizmanenu, a house of Dalet Amos, Dalet Amos, even Dalet Amos of Vav Amos is not going to cut. But let's go on and let's do let's do the beginning Ramam. We'll see why our houses take on a whole new level. Zakter Ramav, Yesh Oimim Oid, the beginning Gam Ken Sheyuchel Lishtamish Bechelkoi, whatever chelik you're taking, the split, after the split, you could be mishtamish in that chelik, kol ma shayim mishtamish bekulu, all the things that you mishtamish in that chelik, when it was kuloi, kegoin. Let's say we were shutvim in a chotze, and the chotze had a merchitz, and my merchitz, basically he says, Rishayim say, there were all, that he's coming from, says, Beis Apruni, there was other things, other hishtamshes that I had over there, and now I want to split it, and you'll take the right side, I'll take the left, but then I'll be left without a bathroom, or without a merchatz, that's not going to work. I need to have in my chelik all the items and all the amenities that I had when we were together. So if we were together, we had a bathroom, then when we split, I still need a bathroom. If together we had a merchatz, and when we split, I still need a merchatz. That is the Ramah. So now going back to Bezmanenu, our houses take on a whole new meaning. Our house, unlike the older days, that there was a house, which is basically a bedroom, but and then if you wanted to store something, so you had maybe a shack to store it, and if you wanted a basic easy, you had an outhouse, and if you wanted to take a shower, there was a merchitz outside. There was a lot of mini houses or extendable things onto your house, but the house was really just an all-purpose bedroom. That was it. It was a bedroom, maybe you ate there maybe as well, so your bedroom / eating room together. But our houses take on a whole new meaning. Our houses have a separate kitchen, so, and a bathroom, and the bathroom also has a shower, so that's a mesa, merchatz, or a bathtub, and we have a dining room. So, yes, we could split our houses, but you gotta leave me enough that I have all the amenities that I had when we were together. So I need such a large house that has all those items in it as well. No, 3 bathrooms, you see, that's not true. You see, if I could got you down and get to 1 bathroom, that might be good enough. Just like when you have a gina or a soda, I had a beautiful soda that could produce, I don't know, a ton of crops. And this year, now I'm going to only have to be able to produce a half a ton of crops. So what? That is divisible. It's only in kamas that the nafkamin is, so that's considered divisible. But if I lose something in echus, I lose something in nishtamshus, that's not considered divisible. So if you have 2 bathrooms in a house and we cut it in half, so I'm left with a bathroom, you're left with a bathroom, that's fine. We have the ability, the nishtamshus called the bathroom, so we have that. But if I'm going to be left without a bathroom, without a kitchen, without a dining, or without with all the other types of rooms that I have, or let's say a garage, and now you're going to leave me without a garage, so that was one of the items that the house had till now, and I don't have it, so l'chayra, I lost out, you won't be able to do that to me.
Everything half the size
is beseda, as long as the half the size is a decent size. Is a decent size. So I would tell you that if a room is considered dalet al dalet, I'm not saying only if. L'chaya, that's at least a starting point, that our rooms have to be, whatever the room is, the dining room, the living room, whatever rooms that the house had, whatever amenities the house had, then you gotta, I mean, bathrooms don't need to be dollar dollar, but whatever rooms you had that are significant, a bedroom, then you gotta leave me with such a type of a bedroom. And I would say even more that nowadays, the master bedroom, the main bedroom of the house, is even more than dollar dollar. Dalet is 7 feet by 7 feet. It's not 8 feet by 8 feet. It's not whopping. You know, you can't can hardly fit in two beds in that room. So it's not going to happen. So I will, at least if you're cutting me down and you're giving me a bedroom, that you better make sure that that one bedroom that you're leaving me is a larger bedroom than a regular dalet aleph. So I think this room today, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Tshuva Shevet HaLevi that we quoted the 2 weeks ago, also at the end of the Tshuva, he, Nemzon for Pashtis, said, Avada, our houses, Bezmanenu, have a larger shear. It's not this dalet aleph or dalet aleph. It's a larger shear. Right, so these type of shilas that could I split some and leave the rest, we're going to, hopefully later on in the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to get this. It's a machloikis, if we could pull that off. My bit maybe says, yeah, it's a machloikis. Tashvatz maybe, whatever, we'll get to a belina later.
So you also say you need the same kind of stumps that I had till now?
The same type. Now, chatzah, what do you have? Really, we don't have much stumps as many on the chatzah. Oh, if you had, and then the Konami. If you, the two of you, if you had such a chatzah that's large enough. Well, if you had a chatzah that had at least a basketball court. And if you cut it here, if I don't have a basketball court, and a Konami, then maybe I'll lose out. Now, truth be told, the Ramaz case is slightly different. The Ramaz case was when each item was unique in and of its own. It means there was a house, and there was a bathroom, and there was a Beis HaMerchatz. So if you want to split, you got to leave me that item, or half of that item that is usable for that item, on all the amenities, all the shtamshes that it has. Today, really, it's not, I don't have a house with a bathroom, with a dining room, with a living room. I have a house, and the house includes all these things. So it's slightly different than in the Ramah's case. You could have said that maybe, good, I'll cut your house, as long as I leave you with the same house. We don't go into the house, all the items that the house has. But I think, even that, from the Lumashmois, at least to the Ramah says, Allah, call my Shayim Mishtamish Bekuloi. It sounds like, so what? But I still need to have all the types of amenities that it had. At least, I would say, all the Iker types of amenities that it had. I mean, a house without a bathroom, it's ugly, that's not a house, you can't use it. But let's say, we could argue, a living room. If a living room is a basic concept in today's houses, and you're going to leave me without a living room, so that's not one of the hishtamshes that I had. It's considered, if you tell me you're going to leave me without a mudroom, you're going to leave me without, I don't know, something insignificant, maybe we could pull that off. But at least the basic hishtamshes that I had, the basic amenities that I had in the item, if you're going to cut it in half, you can't do that to me. It won't work. You can't leave me without that. I need that.
Nowadays,
correct, that's what I'm saying. Those are outhouses. So that's why it was more of a dove and ifrit. So it took on a teshivas on itself. But I think even today, yes, you would need to have the basic major hishtamshes. And that's the lashon rama, kol mashim hishtamshes. It's very important because you could have items that it's only one item, but the item has two types of hishtamshes to it. And if I cut it in half, I'll lose one of its hishtamshes. I'll still have a second. And I'll give you a mashal. The case was that the Akronim I'm mutching on is, let's say you'll have a shor, that the shor could be l'radya or l'shchita. I could plow with it, or I could shecht it. So it has a dual l'shtamshes. It's oimid for both. And one day I'm going to eat it. Today I'm plowing with it. And what we're going to do, we want to make a chalukah. So we don't make a chalukah, you can have to shecht it and kill it and split the meat. So yes, you got the hishtamshes number two, but once it's dead, it's no longer plowing. So you if you're going to be chaylik the item, you're going to cause me to lose out the hishtamshes that it had, namely the radya. So you're leaving me with only one of its two hishtamshes. Pashtas, that's also aim by kedei chalukah, because I lost out of that item. There's a true misadash and smashman not like that. I only say mashah because there's a way to get out of it, but the Chazanish jumps on the Trumas Adash and says, no, avad, that that's considered an Embe Kadei Chalukah. If I lose out one of my Ishtamshes to it, it's a major Ishtamshes. This is one of the Ikka Ishtamshes, so if I lose out even one of them, then it's over. Then it's not, that's Embe Kadei Chalukah. It's a Lashon Rama. Kol Mashayim Ishtamsh Bekulah.
This is why it is Rui to do its work. Only one person can have work at a time.
When a minute.
We could both have Ishtamshes. The deal was that we should
all
have
stamshes. But every other day. But because when we were shatfis, how are we using it till now? So we were shearing days? If that's what we're doing till now, good. But now I'm losing that also. Once it's dead, I can't do that either. I have nothing out of it. So I'm losing out that form of stamshes that I had in it. There's a Chuvis Mabit, that the Chuvis Mabit says that some, sometimes houses or items take on different shemes based on its size or usage. And he brings a right from a Mishnah. You could have a house, and the house could be a hotel. It's also a house. A hotel is also a house. But I don't call it a house. I call it a hotel. And they could have a house which is called a Beis HaPalton and a Moirin that they for. It's a leisure house, and it's a. There are different houses that serve different functions. Whatever it is, and if I'm going to cut it in half, so yes, you're leaving me with a house, but it's not the house that it was till now. It takes on a whole new meaning. It's a whole new shame to it. So, to my bit, even that's considered ein bo kedei chalukah. If you have a palace, that was one of the cases, and I cut the palace in half, and it's no longer a palace, that's it. That's ein bo kedei chalukah, because till now I had a palace. Yes, it's a house, but it's a different house. It's a palace, not a regular house. And if you're going to cut it in half, it's a regular house. No, that's ein bo kedei chalukah. If that would still keep on its shame. And he says, and even if it would retain its shame, but if it loses its hishtamshus that it has, he brings from the truth that Rashba says it's madoch. When you lose a shame, it's considered ein bo kedei chalukah. Kosh again, if you lose its hishtamshus, it's considered ein bo kedei chalukah. So it has to have its hishtamshus and its shame to be able to be considered a yesh bo kedei chalukah. Right, a mansion, right. And if you cut it in half, it's no longer a mansion. So that, it lost its shame. You see, it's a whole different classification. Now, you have to know how right you want to take this. There is a Chuvis Maria's angel who didn't, I don't know, he didn't have this, Maria Angel and Simon Samna Gimel. He was talking about different Shavuot. We'll get to the Chuvah later, more barikas, but at least in one Shavuot, the Chuvah was that there were two Shutim who used to own a hotel. Let's take before his second shlav. The first shlav is, let's say they still own, it was outside Beis Aksania, it's an inn, like a mini hotel. It was an inn. And they want one shittim wants to divide it in half, and you live in it, you'll have a house, and I'll have a house. And the guy says, no, I'm not interested in a house, I'm interested in an inn. I want to make money, I want to have service clients, customers, people coming in. I want an inn, I don't want a house. He has other cheshbonis why you can't force a chalukah. But look, you push it. You can't force a chalukah because if you cut an inn into a house, that's not an inn. It's ein bo kedei chalukah. You lost the shame. That's not an inn. You need to keep on that shame. Well, before, the Mechav in Sif Gimel says you need to have a shame. You have to have that shame. So you need the shame. If you don't have the shame, it's ein bo kedei chalukah. See, now here is come. Now you have to know. If you have a house and you split it to two, it's no longer a house, it's a duplex. Right? So does that change its name? At least bezmaneinu. That means we are so sensitive to the differences that we classify it with a different name, then maybe that's no longer considered yesh bo kedei chalukah. Maybe. Or what would be... It's not stam. There's a lum this way. Even if you don't call it a duplex, but till now it was unattached house, and now it was a detached house, and now it's an attached house. And there's a nafkamina. Nafkamina is I have to share a neighbor with all his noise, and I lose windows, light, air from entire one side of the house. So until now we shared a big house, but it was an eerie house. We didn't have to bother with other people, and now that you're splitting it, I went from a detached house to an attached house, or from a single home to a duplex. Maybe that's already enough. I'm only saying this as a maybe. I don't know. But maybe that's already enough to be considered a shini shame bismaneinu, and that would be considered an aim by kedei chalukah.
How about if you get a benefit from that? Let's say in that case, you're getting more privacy. There's one off, is there a trade-off?
Oh, so maybe kloppy having neighbors' noise... I hear, but copy losing light, I now lost light and ear on the entire one side of my house.
True, but I got much more privacy.
You're now...
I wonder if there's a trade-off.
But if I don't want... You're forcing me to appreciate that privacy. I don't appreciate it. I appreciate the light better. So you're saying, but no, it's yet because I'm saying, same but take a look. For me, I want the light and the ear. I want the cross ventilation. I won't have that now. It's over. So you have to know how right to take this halakha.
Right.
L'chayre, that would still have the same shame.
Yeah. Right. Same as the
because right, because right, that's like big field and small field. That keeps on the same chain. There might be a different reason why not. We'll get to in the Rambam later. But the val, we're holding by the same chain.
Why do you think this is shtamshit? If we had a field of shukas, and I could bring my family there, we can play baseball. Now we can't because we're going to keep hitting the ball on your property.
That's what I'm saying. I would say at least every ikur hishtamshes that you had. If by you baseball was one of the ikur hishtamshes, I mean that was the shutras. The shutras had an ikur hishtamshes. This became, let's say it is. You own a baseball field, right? Let's say you have
no,
certain.
I'm not saying
so then I hear.
It's a baseball field, then it's just like you said, a baseball.
Correct.
No, that was not its thing.
No, if it's zaitik and it's not, it's one of its ikur hishtamshes, then I wouldn't take this. But if it's one of the ikur hishtamshes, then yes, there's a tshuvas ma'ashach in chelek gimel. The end of Kufka Beis, it's Mamish the last Chuvah in Chela Gimel. He has a shayla like this. You have a large necklace. A woman has a large necklace, a golden necklace. There were three shutfim, and one wants to insist on a chaluka. Let's cut the necklace into three. Instead of having three large necklaces, we'll have three small necklaces. He calls it some funny name, which is not. What? Yeah, but he called it Yangvi or whatever. I don't know what it's referring to. So I'm not sure if it means a choker. Or from his mashal that he compared to a gemara, it sounds like that an adult can no longer wear that necklace, but little kids can wear the necklace. So it's now became three children's necklaces. It started out one adult necklace, and it turned into three children's necklaces. Does that lose its chain? It's still a necklace, but it's no. But the hishtamshes, what it was made for, was for an adult large necklace. It wasn't meant to be a choker. It wasn't meant to be a bracelet. It wasn't meant to be for children. It was meant for an adult's large necklace. Maybe that lost its shame. Let's take it to the next step. What would be if you have a lot, a buildable lot? See, these buildable lots, you can build 6,000 townhouses and 4 townhouses or 4 houses, whatever. So that's just in commas. That's number, and that's considered divisible. But what would be if the lot had a certain shame to it, a certain size to it, that it became, let's say, commercial? You were able to build something commercial on it, and now you can only build something residential. Does that change its shame? Is it a residential buildable lot instead of a commercial buildable lot? And that now lost its shame? There's a true. But if the shtamshes was for a building, to build, to develop, I could still develop. There's a Chuvis Chesed Lavram in Madura Kama, Chesh Mishra Kof Ches. It was the same case that went to the Mari Einzel. I didn't tell you the end of the case. The end of the case was that there was Shutum who owned this inn, and what happened was the inn burned down. So now they only have a flat piece of land. And now one guy wants to be Chaylik, and the other guy says, no, I want to rebuild the inn. And if you're going to be Chaylik, you're just going to leave me with a place to build a house, but not an inn. And there, the Chesel Avram, he has Cheshbainis, which we'll discuss, but at this Nakud, he says, Ve'efshi, he has a Svara, that it lost its shame, because it's, you can, like you said, you can no longer build an inn on it. Until now, it was a lot, it was a buildable inn lot. I could build an inn. And now it's just a regular residential buildable lot. If I'm going to cut it in here, I won't be able to build an inn. I can only build a house. So that, he's Mesup, he's Efshi, he's Naita like that. That would be that you could, that's considered a chasern. You lost the shame. You lost its ability to build an inn. So I'm saying maybe commercial to residential is considered a different type of a shame. So you lose the shame. All right. Let's go on. There happens to be this case of the mechava that you, or the mechava, both cases, that you have to be able to have a derech and have a merchet. So basically, he say, it's, this, the mechava is coming from the mukyeitzah b'shem ra'ah, and the mukyeitzah fears is even stronger. The mukyeitzah says, and even if there's enough land in your chelik to be able to build a merchet, build a second merchet, build your own merchet, and build your own Beis HaKisei, and build your own Perni, and build your own Derech. So what are you complaining, that you don't have your own Derech? You'll have your own Derech. Well, with a little money, we could fix the problem. Or with a little money, we could create another Beis HaKisei. A few $1,000, we'll have a Beis HaKisei. What's the problem? In the big picture, let's call it a Yesh Beis Kedei Chaluka, Zakter Ra'ah, that's a Ein Beis Kedei Chaluka. Why? Because I'm not interested in spending money. I don't have to do that. It has to be Be'inyin, that I don't have to build, I don't have to spend money. It is what it is. Ba'asher Husham is considered a Yesh Beis Kedei Chaluka.
The other partner agrees to build a bathroom, then he can force it.
No. What do you mean? If he agrees on his own judgment, And he taka builds it? Maybe. We have to, maybe taka. Maybe. But if he wants us to share the cost of the bathroom, right, that there's a... Right, so that's one, because there's the other way. I made a wall, and now I just make a wall to be able to part from one another. It means the whole hatzah is just the chalukah itself. Here, in order to be considered a roi kedei chalukah, I'm going to need to build something, spend money. That I'm not mechuyev to do. If you, maybe, that's what I'm saying. If you're willing to build yourself, maybe you could. There's a Chuvis Tashbatz who has a similar halacha, it's a chelik beis kuf nun vav. He has a case which you were talking about before, sharing the derech coming into the house. So he has a case where there was one house that only had one doorway, one door, and they want to split the house right, you know, you'll take the right side, I'll take the left side, so we'll make it a duplex. So the mechitza between, the partition between the two houses will be right smack in the middle center, right into the doorway. And now, instead of the doorway being, let's say, 4 feet wide, it will only be 2 feet wide. Yours will be 2 feet wide. I can't get in like that. I can't get my baggage, my packages in like that. So I want to stop him from making that chalukah. And you, Taina, what do you mean? We'll widen the door. So we'll widen from a 4 foot to, let's say, a 6 foot or an 8 foot. And now you'll have 4 feet and I'll have 4 feet. What's the problem? It's like, yeah, to chav tach mas. No, I'm not mechuyif. Ba'ashehusham. It's aim b'kadei chalukah. It's aim b'kadei chalukah. I don't have to. I don't have to spend money and time and effort to expand this doorway. It's ba'ashehusham. It's aim b'kadei chalukah. Now, the Ramah conveniently left this whole ending out. Right? Why? Why did Ramah leave out this ending? It's a very important ending. They should say that even if the guy could build the Beis HaMikdash, but he has to spend money, he's not mechuyev to. That Ramah left out. And the reason why Ramah left it out is because Ramah's lishitos, Ramah's sifya dala, later on, Yatashem, we're going to learn, holds not like that. He brings some shitas like that, and he argues, and he says that you could do it. And before we understand where he's coming from, we really have to finish up more of the Ramah here. So let's put this on hold. I just want to tell it to you, Jetsi, you should keep this makshava. Let's continue in the Ramah.
Well, why isn't adding the door the same thing? The same thing as building a wall. You have to divide the side. Something you have.
See, building a wall is just the division itself. Adding a door is something new. No. I don't have to do something new. Yeah, I don't mind. If you want to split the doorway and make two mini doors, maybe that would be fine. But that's not what he wants. He wants to expand the house. He wants to change the tour of the house. That is not mechuyev to do. Right. The wall middle is just to separate us. It's a separation. But doorways aren't separation. Doorways is something that you need to be able to separate. That's something else. You need to make this house into regular kaluka by making the doors. Same thing. You need to create something new in order to make it a kedei kaluka. In these type of situations. By a bais, kemat loinimsa that it's a yesh b'kedei kaluka. It's kemat impossible. What's wrong?
How are you getting into your sada? How are you bringing your farm animals? You have a fence. You have to now make a new
fence. Oh, new doorway in the fence. Yeah. Okay. And if there's only one, that means there's one, two openings to the thing. Okay. Maybe. Well, fine. Let's continue. Ramon, we'll get back to it. V'chein. Imroitim lakot bayi sheyesh b'din chaluka. If you want to split a house that has a kadei chaluka, just by doing so, you'll devalue each chalik so much. V'abayis yeh nifsat v'nigra. It's a tell you say, so v'nigra. It will devalue. En yocholokov kavero kol shenir lebezen shahefzat yesem mechaymish. You can't do it once there's a hefzer of a chaymish. If it devalues less than a chaymish, or a chaymish, even a chaymish, just not more than a chaymish, then I could force a chalukah on you. But if by making a division, each chalik will go down more than a chaymish of the half of equity when we were together, then you can't do that. Then you can't force a chalukah. Moshe, your case was a chasna hall, so you said a chasna going from 500 couples to 250 is considered a yesh b'kedei chalukah. Maybe, but maybe not. You have to know. A 500 seating chas in the hall might have so much more value in it. It could charge more than just two times a 250 seat chas. Maybe not. You have to know the mitzvahs. But if it's more and so much more that it's more than a chaymish of a difference, then you can't force a chalukah b'chay gavna.
Chaymish is the
Let's say the item together was worth $100. And so if we chaylik it, I should be getting 50, you should be getting 50, because half of my equity is 50, half of your equity is 50. And now, when mechalek is only worth 35. So, why? Akasha, because a half of the thing is much more less than Eichel, so it loses its value. So 35, I was supposed to be getting 50, so I lost $15 on this deal. So I ended up losing more than a chaymish of my 50. So then you can't do that. That you can't do. That's the it's a chiddush of Jumas Rajam. We're going to get to it in a moment. One second, let's just continue. V'chein im ein bo din chaluka. If it doesn't have a din chaluka, there's not enough space. But v'yesh chaymer rechava. But there's a very wide wall, the partition in the middle. V'im yakli shua. And if you'll thin out that wall, so you'll gain space, you'll gain area. Then it'll be year by din chaluka. Zakto Chuvis Maram, im nirala bezin, sheino mazik lebinyan, if bezin sees that you have the ability to thin out that wall without ruining the structure, koifin zezalak, like, then you could force a chaluka. But if you can't, means if you're gonna thin out the wall, it's going to be not as safe, not as secure, you're gonna lose out, it's taka not something normally done, then you won't be able to force a chaluka because you're ruining the house. That's not, I had a normal house, not a wobbling house. I had a secure house, not an insecure house. So that you can do.
Why is this different than making a bigger doorway? You have a sheath to make a bigger doorway. I have to make it take out five.
Very good. Excellent. So let's go back to that shaila. We have the Tashbats about making a bigger doorway, the Mukiyesef in the Ra'ah about making a Beis HaKisei and making a Merchatz. So the Raman Sif Yudal, look at the Raman Sif Yudal. Rabbi Say, a few pages later. So he talks about, it's on page Nun Hei, towards the bottom, it says, if b'mokim sheyitzarek lista b'chaloynis ha'psachim v'langza v'livna sheyitzarek loytze yitzoyish she'in kolkim b'ayis echod. Good. So the first sheet held that, no, the Rivash hold that, no, that if you're going to have to make new windows or new doors, no, that's considered ein boi kedei chaluka. Ava medivir erosh betshuva nira dechokin bayis neged chanus oi marte v'nir li du adin neged chedo neged aliyah dezek mikri tashmish shava. Good. Gam le'inyan o tzoyis abinyin im nira lebezdin, if bezdin sees she'enu mazik lem kokach, if it's not so terrible to pay to make these tzoyis chokim you do ar chaylik. How do I know this, Dr. Rama? Ukumashin is bar la el sif hey, le inyan hefsir habatim. Just like in sif hey, our Rama, by hefsir habatim, that if it's not mazik lem kokach, then you could do it. What is the Rama talking about? Where did he see this in sif hey? Kipshuta ilachari means this first halakha, the chumis adashin, that when you're going to cut the house in half, it devalues, and I'm going to lose a chaymish. So too over there, Dr. Rama, that if it's only a little light size, it's not so terrible, so, and we will force a chaluka, it is considered yetbeka the chaluka, but if it's going to have a lot of light size, that's going to be, let's say, a chaymish, more than a chaymish, hefsid, then you can't force a chaluka, just like this chumis adashin over here. Lachai, that's what he means to say. However, the problem is that L'chai is not a tushtel to the Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin was talking about where the guy didn't have to do anything extra. He just cut the house in half, and granted, by doing so, you devalued each chelik by more than a chaymish. There, the Trumas Adeshin says, if it's less than a chaymish, it's fine. If it's more than a chaymish, it's a problem. The Ramah's case is talking about where you're forcing me to do something. You're forcing me to improve this binyan, you're forcing me to even spend money. Where do you see that in the Trumas Adeshin? That you don't see in the Trumas Adeshin. And if you look, the Daki Moshe, however, says it slightly different. The Daki Moshe, in Sifkot and Tes, when he brings down this halakha, he says, "Im ein otzayis rabbis, if it's not a lot of otzayis, ein lachish, k'mesha kosev le'el le'inyin stiras habayis, breaking the house." Not devaluing the house, breaking the house. And therefore, I believe he's really referring to not the first din of the Trumas Adashin, referring to the din of the Maram Mirambrek, like you said, that you see that I could thin out the wall, I have to break it, Pasha said it was going to cost money, get workers to do that. And yet, yes, I could change the tzur of the house if necessary. I can make an improvement if necessary to make it a kedei chalukah, as long as it's not a hezek kol kach. So to Zakhtar Ramah, that I could force to make other tzais, a binyan of the doorway or the windows or whatever it is. I could do that too, as long as it's not a hezek kol kach or a hefzek kol kach. No, Chumash Zedeshin says one halacha. Yeah, and then the Maram, the Rambam passes both Chumash Zedeshin and the Maram. How do you know? You don't know. You just don't have a right in the Chumash Zedeshin. Chumash Zedeshin says that if it's up to a chaymish of the value, it's good. And comes along, the Rambam says another halacha. And even to do things, to change tzuris, as long as it's not a hezekokak, is also good. The Rambam brings on both halachas. Pashas, he really is coming from the Chuvis, Maimi, whatever, which is the Chuvis Maram. And Baruch Hashem, I found, it's a Chuvis Ma'asham and Chelek Aleph Simeches who sort of bemeks this problem that L'chayf and Chuvis Ma'asham is not a Raya. And really the Raya should be, and he doesn't say that in the Ramah, but he says there is a Raya from this Chuvis Ma'asham. And really there's another Chuvis Ma'asham as well. There's another Chuvis Ma'asham who says, which is also brought down in Chuvis Ma'amni, I believe it's in there, it's Simon Lamed Vav in Kenyan, that the Chuvis Ma'asham says that even if we have to break rooms, I have to make a division between us, and you're going to break rooms, no problem, that's fine. You could do that. That's also fine. Either it's going to be a hezek. That's fine. It's a like a little hezek. It's fine. We're going to share the expense. We're going to share the expense. Yeah, we're going to share the expense. No, it's considered a kedek luka because it's only a little expense. That's what he's saying. That's what the Ramah sheet is. Mele, the Ramah doesn't bring down the ending of the Muki Yosef. No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. That's just like if I could devalue a house up to a chaymish, that's fine. Even though both are losing out, that's considered Yesh Bekadei Kaluka. In the big picture, that's a Yesh Bekadei Kaluka. Correct. Well, but it costs money and takes time and effort. Right, and so here you'll give me more room also, give me more windows, give me more doors. Give me the wider door. Right, and making a wider door is something unnecessary, you mean? Yeah, I wouldn't have done it if not for the chaluk, you mean? Okay, I hear the chaluk. I hear the chaluk. One second, but the other Chuvis Ma'asham is right. The other Chuvis Ma'asham says I can break rooms. And yet he says it's still good. So that will answer your problem. All right. I don't know. Maybe. No, I hear. Good job. I don't know. Nachazach. Let's go back to Chumash Zedeshin. Chumash Zedeshin is mechadish, that if you go down in value up to chaymish is fine, more than a chaymish is a problem. Where is he coming from? He's coming from a Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, says that when you have two people pick up a talis or pick up any item together, and zeh mekula shali v'zeh mekula shali, the halach is chokin. How you chaylik? It's like the more, if you're going to take a talis and cut the talis in half, ha'afzaduha, you can't cut the talis in half. Must be it's lidmei. That means that we'll value the talis, sell the talis, and we'll just divvy up the proceeds of that talis. But you can't actually cut the talis in half. So Dr. Chumash Zedeshin, you see from the Gemara that the Gemara nemdam for hapashtis, ha'afzaduha, you're going to be mafsid the talis if you do that. So vice says Dr. Chumash Zedeshin, that if the chaluka causes a hefsid, you can't do a chalukah. My male Dr. Chumash Zedeshin, so who had in here, if the chalukah causes a hefsid more than a chaymish, you can't do a chalukah. How do you know dafka more than a chaymish? He brings it right from the next gemara, that the next gemara, rather not get into it, the next gemara had a chalukah that caused a little bit of loss, a shtos or yaisa, and you see that was good. So he says a little more than a shtos is good. But vice tois, so what's the next year? He says the next year after shtos is a chaymish, vice is a little more than a chaymish is no good. That's the Chumash Zedeshin. You need a Chumash Zedeshin to do that, fine. But that's the Chumash Zedeshin. That's his raya. So you see from the Gemara that you don't force, when you do a chalukah, you can't force a chalukah when there's a hefset. Comes along the Chuvis Ma'ashach, the one I quoted before, which is really the shach over here, Sivkon Dal Techem to that Chuvah. And he argues, says not too shel to the Gemara at all. So the Gemara is talking about, when you cut the talus in half, it's an aim by kadeh chalukah. What are you going to do with a half a talus? Take your shirt and cut it in half. You ever see someone walk down the street with a half a shirt? It's Ember Kedek Haluka. So of course you can't be Kedek like that. The next one, the case of Gemara, was you take an animal, you cut it in half. Shkoyah, because Imber Kadeka Luka, you lost out, it's no longer for Radia. All those cases by Imber Kadeka Luka. Granted, the Maram, the Shumas Hadeshim brings a Raya from the Maram in Ramberg, who brought the same Raya from the Gemara in his case of the wall, and he says, if you're going to thin the wall out to the extent that you're going to lose that support, so you can't do it. And he says, Hafsa do it, like the Gemara says. So it's like that. That's also not right. The Maram's case wasn't the Imber Kadeka Luka. If you're going to thin out the wall, that the whole house, that's the case that Maram said, the whole house was Nishan Alav, you take away the supporting wall, your house is Alul to fall. That's not a house. You can't live in such a house. It's a problem. So it's Imber Kadeka Luka. But where do you see Zok the Mashach? When you have something which is a Yesh Bei Kadeka Luka, be a site, and you're only devaluing, who said that that's Imber Kadeka Luka? And if a Mashach argues Barichas, he argues with the Chumas Adeshin, and he holds that even if you devalue the house by $1 million, by 100%, who cares? As long as there's enough to go by, I have a house left and you have a house, or a chotza, I'll have a chotza left and you'll have a chotza, that's considered Yesh Bedei Kaluka, and we don't reckon Bechlal with the devaluation at all. And he argues with the Chumas Adeshin. That is a Chuvis Mashach. All right, La Halacha. There's a Chuvis Teres Emes in Simen Pei Aleph that he brings down this halacha, the Chuvis Adashin, and he says, beautiful, Dvarav Hein Divrei Ha'emes Vahad Tzedek. He holds stark of the Chuvis Adashin, yet he says, Im Kol Zeh Kimedumali She'ein Rabbi Seinu Shebireinu Noegin Kein. Kimedumali, that the Minigin Awe Shtetlach, the Rabbanim, the Dayanim and Awe Shtetlach, don't go like the Chuvis Adashin. Then they go that even that if it is a devaluation, even if it devalues even more than a chaymish, they still allow a chalukah, not like the Chumash Adashim. Means b'kitzur, the minig is like the Maharshach, not like the Chumash Adashim. Even though Chumash Adashim Zvarav is divrei emes ve'atzedek, still the minig is not like that's in the times of the Torah's emes. He was a kadmon. However, La halacha, the paiskim achreinim, hundreds of years, all paskim like the Chumash Adashin and Ramah, you can't budge, even though some of them like the rayas of the Mashach, you can't budge from a halacha psukah the Ramah, and that's considered Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. You can look at the Chumash Chesed Rabbam I mentioned before, the Mari Einzel in Samach Gimelayim Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan here, there's the Chumash Shevet Lev like I mentioned, many achreinim, they all go with the Ramah and the Chumash Adashin. So halacha rabbi say we should keep the Ramah and the Chumash Adashin. Comes along the Ksam Saifa. The Ksam Saifa has a different Pesha Dava. Like the Ksam Saifa to make a Pesha Dava. Zok the Ksam Saifa. Look in Sifkot and Gimel in the Piskei Tshuva. Ayin b'tshuva Ksam Saifa diyesh lefakrek al din zeh. He doesn't like the Chumash Adashin. He limits it only to a Chaymish. Not more than a Chaymish. Why? He says he brings a Raya from the Sugya of Rachav and Manig over there. Okay. And like I told you, the raya was a case where you split the talus, so you split the animal. Venirli lefakvek, I don't like the raya. The hasam onu musupakin, there we have a suffix, lemihu. What was the case? Zel mekula shaliv, zel mekula shaliv. So we don't know whose it really is. It's not both of theirs. It's probably one of theirs alone. Unless punk, they both picked up exactly the same zakam. Pashas, it belongs to one of them. Misfeka onu chokin, and we're the only reason why we're chaylik, we have halacha chokin, is because of misafik yechaylik. And the real Bailam Nebuch, because of this halacha chokin, they're automatically losing a half of what they're entitled to. And not only are we going to force them to lose the half, but that's what the Gemara is saying. It's bad enough that you're forcing the true Bailam to lose half of his item, that you're now going to force him that even under the half that you're giving him a half a talis, that he has, it's useless, he has nothing from? That you can't do. That you can do. But over here, Avahacha, that's talking about Shiyoshim Avim Davaha Imid Lachlek, we have a Yerusha that you both Yashin something, which is Imid Lachaluko. Dinu Luchalkoi. What is it Imid for? It no longer belongs to the father, now it belongs to the Yashim. They're more than one Yash. So what is it Imid for? The second the guy died, it's Imid to be Lachlek. That's what its purpose is. Nimsi Me'ekara, when they inherited this item, Lo Yashu, El Sheikh Hatzi Abayis. It was aimed for chalukah. So obviously, when they got the Yerusha, they were getting a half a house. And a half a house, yes, is peiches chaymish. Is going to be devalued more than a chaymish. He only is a chaymish, but the chaymish means more than a chaymish, like the Jewish tradition. So what? So the Chalam Saiva, that case of the Gemara, is talking about we're never going to be mafsed them. So ad kan we were mafsed them. So you should be mafsed them more. But here, with the whole Yerusha was only aimed for this to be split, who cares? It's going to go down a veil. Vice versa. That's all our yashin to begin with. A devalued house. I couldn't have been yashin. I couldn't have gotten more. That's all I got. Yeah, you could have sold it. But if you want to know in Baila, selling is the next step. Right now, when I got it, I hear you pickpocket. Selling is a direct. Selling is an indirect hashamshish. Direct hashamshish is using the chayfas that I got. So that selling is what to do when you have a problem that you can't use it. So. Faket, use it. Use it like this when it's devalued more than a chaymish. Who cares? Omnam nira lizak to piskei chu to ksam seifa. Hani mila b'yorshim. That's only by yorshim when they go into it b'yerusha. Abu b'shutvim when they go into it for shutvis and they wanted to stay together. The kind whatever. I'll skip over. I'll just say what he says. Then he says, now you want to be chaylik. Now he says no. Now avada he's moided to the chumis adesh and you wouldn't be able to be chaylik if you're causing a loss more than a chaymish. When you went into yerusha, so yerusha you only got lechatchila like that. It was aimed to be split. But by shifting, that wasn't aimed to be split. Faket, you went in it to use it together. And now one of them wants a force of chaluka. If you want a force of chaluka, you have to make sure that you're not going to be mafsed the other guy more than a chaymish. So he's being mechalik that this whole Chumas Adashin, halacha, he wants to limit it to only a case like shutfin. But by Yerusha, he wants to say that you could be chaylik even if it's devalued more than a chaymish. That is a ksam soifa. You mean not like the Ksam Saif is far, right?
Different than Yerusha. Yeah,
Ksam Saif is making that chilek that by Yerusha you didn't have that das, so it was faket. It automatically is aimed to be split, and by Shutfim you went into it to stay, so you had das not to split it if there's going to be a hefzet. That is the Ksam Saif. The Maisa is it's not so posh at the Ksam Saif. First of all, so what was his problem with the Chumas Hadashin? He said Vanilla Lafakvek. He didn't like the Raya. He then doesn't like the halacha. His lashon is, if you look in the Chumas Adashin wasn't talking about Yarshim. He was talking about Shutfim. So what's the problem? The Chumas Adashin himself is made by Shutfim. So what is the problem with the Chumas Adashin? Unless he said that's gufa, what he means to say it's not mashal like that. The gufa means on the nearly that by Shutfim he's made. So and the Chumas Adashin means by Shutfim. Doesn't really say that. Elamai. He means that you don't really have a raya bechlau from the Gemara, because the Gemara, even by Shutim, there's no raya from that Gemara. The Gemara's talking about, we had Nebuchadnezzar, we mafsed him already, because he holds kula shali, so there's bechal no raya from the Gemara, but yes, I'd be murdered to infer that by Shutim, you can't lose out more than a chaymish. Maybe that's what he means. I'm not clear exactly what it means, but lemaise geret, the Rishonim are not like the Gemara, I'm sorry. The Chumas Maram, that the Chumas Adesh and Gufa brings, by the case of the wall that's splitting the house, that you could be maklish, thin out the wall, that Chuvas Maram brings the raya from the Gemara of Sadua by Vitalis, the exact same raya that Chumas Adashin, and the Chuvas Maram was talking about Yarshim. He comes talking about Yarshim and Abayim Kaikash, and you bought a chelikov for Yarshim, but he's talking about Yarshim. And yet he says it's a good sushtel to that Gemara, just like the Gemara you see that you can't force a chaluka when there's going to be a hefzid, so too you can't force a chaluka by our case of Yarshim when there's going to be a hefzid. So you see the Maram held not like the Ksam Saif. I mean, the Chumas Adashin, he's taking on the Chumas Adashin, but now you have a Rishon, which is Mefurish, not like the Ksam Saif. The Mestimus HaPoiskim is Taka, not like the Ksam Saif. There is no Chilak. We go straight like the Ramah, that when you're going to have a Hefzet, Yes Mechaymish, Sai Shotrim, Sai Yoshim, even by Yoshim, you cannot force a Chaluka. All right. It's a Chiddush. There's a very, now when you're talking about Yesh Mechaydei Chaluka, it takes on a whole new world. Besides that, you have to be able to have a shame of love. And besides, you have to have a shtamshes of love, you now have to be able to have its value or close to its value. Up to chaymish, down of its value. But more than that, that's considered imbe kedei chaluka. Alright. The Chazon Ish in Simen Ches, Ois Ches, points out that this whole Chumas Adashin is talking about where it's inherent, intrinsic, a devaluation. Lamashon. A half a house is worth less than half of a whole house. But let's say it's a beautiful big field, and if I cut the field in half, It's worth exactly that. It's worth half of a whole field. It's worth half of a bigger field. Two small fields equal up to one big field. But Granda, there's someone coming into town, and he only wants a big field. And he's willing to buy a big field, but for a small field, there are no buyers now. And if you want to sell it now, we'll have to sell it at a discount. Zaktakazanish, that's not the true Misadashan. True Misadashan is talking about we've been mitzis, the taka deserves to go down in value because it's lost its yoifi, it's lashon, a beautiful lashon, it's skulas hayoifi shalagadol was lost. Kazanish is lashon. Skulas hagadol shalayoifi was lost. But if it grad a punkt, now you found a buyer for a big field or a big house and not for two small houses, you found a guy for a big house but not for two duplexes, two parts of a duplex, that doesn't make, it has its inherent value. Just grab it now. Something bimikra came about. That he says, no, then it's still considered gdei chalukah and you could force a chalukah. I said, Dr. Chazanish. All right. Where is this Chumas Adeshin coming from? Where's the svara? Why, if it goes down more than a chaymish, can you not force a chalukah? What's the svara, Rabbi say? He's coming from a Gemara, but Chagufa, where's the pasuk? Where's the Gemara coming from? Where did it come from? Where's this halakha coming from? How, everything needs a makar. What is the makar for such a thing? How did Chazal know? Oh, if you're having a hefset like that, you can't. How did Chazal know? Maybe even when you have a hefset, you can force a chalukah. How do you know? Very good. L'chayra, it's a sisa v'ayishra type. The same way, when you have something that had a shame on it, and you mean b'chaylik, you lose its shame. Zakta Rashba, the reason why it's aim b'kadei chalukah is because it's a sisa v'ayishra type. So too over here, it's considered v'sisa v'ayishra type. You're going to cause me, you know, Bishwami, we want to split, okay, I understand, we have to part, all good things come to an end. But you're going to cause me a hefset? That's not a sisa v'ayishra type. Now say it even starker. Just like over there, we say, it's not easy, you could stay with the shutvis. So to cause me a hefset, anybody could take chalukah, is not a tzitzit yashar toiv. Because you came here, you could stay in the chalukah and to cause me a hefset when you also are getting a hefset, right? By making this chalukah, you're also losing out your chaymish too, right? So, if Kosh Kain has Sisu Yashra Toiv, you're not getting such a benefit, because any other rabbi, you're even losing by making such a chalukah. You too are losing. And you're going to cause me to be chalik that I should lose too. That's not a Sisu Yashra Toiv. Well, you're the Maisa, you have a reason why you want to split. But yes, it's not a Sisu Yashra Toiv. That's what I was, and it's much more like that, because all the Achrayim, when they bring this down, I haven't seen yet, they all bring down the Chumas Adash and Bezal Lashon. When there's a Hefsa Yezma Chaymish, it's Ein Beikadei Chalukah. It's not really, they compare it, they mash it to the same case before of Ein Beikadei Chalukah. That's not really what the Chumash Adashin said. We just said that if it has a Yen Mechemish, Ein Chokin, but not that it has the same din of Ein Shem Olav as Ein Beikadei Chalukah. But they are mash for the two dinim. It's the same exact din. Veist Ois, it has the same lamdas. So the lamdas is Al Tzitzit Yashar Adayv. Why am I bringing this error, Rabbi Isai? It's because that's very good if you go like the Rashba, Tzitzit Yashar Adayv. But if you go like the other Feshid in the Svaras, let's take the Rabban's type of a Svara, that when we went into it, I knew that my field, my half is useless without your half, and your half is useless without my half. So therefore, we mishabit each other's halves to each other, so we can't have a chalukah. That's how we went into it. That I hear very geschmack when it's ein beikadei chalukah, when there's not enough space. So it's worthless. I need you, and you need me. We became a pair. We became a partner. We mishabit each other for shtamshes loylam. But over here, there's plenty. It's a beautiful house, a chasnu hall, 250 seats. Beautiful chasno. It's a yesh beikadei chalukah. I don't need you. You don't need me. Nor of us. But it went down in value. Okay, so therefore, where do you see the shibur that I was forced to be mishab myself to you and forced? I could hear, maybe you were mishab, maybe not. We don't see an implicit automatic shibur going on here because there's no hechuch to it. I don't need you and you don't need me to function.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, the line is when it's not usable. When it's not used, when it's Ein Beikadei Chalukah, then I need you. When it's Ein Beikadei Chalukah, just I go down a little value, even Zazayin Yaisim Nechaymish. But I went down a value, who said that I was Meshav myself? Or the other Svar of the Baron is that when it's so small, it's automatically, the Shutzis takes on a whole different type of a Shutzis. We have to be one. We share the Shutzis differently. That doesn't, means all these type of Svaras really don't work over here.
Yashim is very different than
Shutzis. Well, Yashim also, you're right, I want something big. That's true. But Lamais is, I know that I have the ability to be chaylik one day, and you have the ability to gun. Right now we wanted something big, but tomorrow I want something small. I'll bring it right, because every time it's like that. Every yeshba kadei chalukah, why we allow chalukah, I wanted something big and now it's small. That's fine. Because I knew that there was going to be chalukah. Here it's only because it went down in value. It went down in value, so fine, so fine. It went down in value. But where do you see that I have an intrinsic shiba to you? Sorry? Let's say they did. No. Yeah, but where do you see that intrinsic shiba to each other? Because we're going to look. And let's say I did and it changed over time. It's much better, the Svarva seats of Yashra type. That works much better over here. All right. Dr. Archashukhan says, what is the Hagdara to Din Yasin Mechaimish? Comes along the Archashukhan, very cute. The Archashukhan says like this. That we have a concept, Pakas Mishus is Mechila, and Yesa Mishus is Bitter Mekach. So I talk to Hashem, why? Vaisois, Pakas Mishus is not considered a hefsid. It doesn't have a shame hefsid to it, it's so insignificant. Yesa Mishus is already considered significant. So that's considered a hefsid. So there. So what's Yesa Mechaimish? Yesa Mechaimish is already hefsid Meruba. And that's how he teaches this halakha. For this halakha, to stop a chalukah, you need a hefsid meruba. And the Jews at Dash and Berev Kakmasai established that a hefsid meruba is yesim mechaimish. Because we find yesim mechaimish is a hefsid. So what's meruba? The next daga. The next daga is yesim mechaimish. That's the Urcha Shukin's take on this matter. It's interesting. It's not so poshut because Pakas Mishul is left off because of hefsid and not a hefsid. It's not for now. It's really, I know, Dikin Yonam Lamoshul. The Urcha Shukin himself holds. So if you have an item that milk or bread that's sold always for the same price, and even Pakas Mishus is a no. Because the reason why Pakas Mishus is a mechila is because it's hard to be an accurate price. So mamela, people are merkel up to Ishtus. All right, but that's what the Urcha Shukin says. This is the Urcha Shukin's take on it. You need a hefsim ratataych. You need a hefsim meruba. The Maisa, we can maybe compare it to a different halach we find in Chazal. Al yavase yesim mechaimish. By tzedakah, you know, up to chaimish is fine. Yetzim chaimish, that's already tragic. That's already, you're putting yourself into a shaky position financially. So that you can't do. It's not mamish the same thing, I understand. I'm just a remez adava, they see. But yetzim chaimish is dangerous financially. It's not a good idea. So a hefzid, yetzim chaimish, is already a problem. Someone pointed out, very geschmack, is that in Chazal, we always find the shayla, when we talk about shirim, chaimish, tuz, shlish, is it shlish milagav or shlish milabar? Do you take the item and cut it, let's say shlish, do you take the item and cut it into thirds? Or do you really take the item and cut it into half? Because when you eat the half that you just cut, now you have three halves, so it's a third. So when we say over here, yoyse mi chaimish, are we talking about a chaimish milagav? Is it a regular fifth like we know a fifth? Or is it really a quarter? Because when you add the quarter to the four quarters, you have a fifth. So which one is it? You see that the Truma Sadecha also compares it to Anah, and you see the Orcha Shukhan by Anah, and that's certainly Milagav. That halakha Taisa says on Memtes on Mabez and Bamatzi is Milagav. So if that's Milagav, and all we're adding on the next daga from a Shus to a Chaimish, you see that the Chaimish is also Milagav. So this shear is a fifth of the item, like we call a fifth. That would be this halakha. All right. Running out of time, Rabbi Isai, I really want to say one more. You know what? We're going to tell you a story. The story was, it's the case before Marie Ainzel and the Chesed Lavram. The story was what they had Shutfim who owned the inn, and the inn burned down, and now there's only a land, and one Shutfim wants to be Chaylik and just build up two houses. You take a house, I'll take a house, whatever. And the other says, no, I want to be able to build up an inn. I want an inn. So this Shaila came to the Chesed Lavram, and the Chesed Lavram said that since the Hefsid, by splitting it to two, is more than a Chaymish, because two houses is not worth one inn, or a land to build two houses is not worth the value of a land that could build an inn. So Memeila Zakta Chesar Avram, you have the Trumas Adashin, that's Yesim Mechaimish. And then he had his other surah, like I mentioned before, that you changed the shame. Till now it was a land to be buildable for an inn, and now it only became a land buildable for houses. That's a different shame. And Memeila, even the Mashach, who argues with the Trumas Adashin, would be made over here. It's considered a name by Kadei Chaluka. The Shaila went also to Marie Ainzel, the same Shoyal. Asked Marie Ainzel, and Marie Ainzel took on a whole different take. So first, he has a whole arikas, but just the nutshell is, he holds that the Trumas Adashin is not applicable here. Why not? He says like this. He says, you know when the Trumas Adashin, when you have a Hefzid Yesim Mechaimish, is applicable? That's when the hefsid comes miyad. Namely, when I have a house and I have to split the house in two and I have to build the mechitza in the two, right now, it's no longer one house, it's two halves, two different houses, it's a duplex. So now, for two parts of a duplex, it has a lower value, let's say, than a whole house. So, Mashenkin, when you have a sada, when you have a lot, let's say, in his case was a lot, and you could cut the lot in half, he says, Zozain, each individual lot is worth less than half of the big lot together. But he says, big deal. If you'll have a buyer who wants to buy a big lot, he could still buy a big lot. He'll buy mine and yours together. Elamai, you have me over the bow. You're not going to be willing to sell your half. So even when we're together, you always could veto a sale. You don't have to sell the lot. So anyway, we couldn't sell the lot. So if you're willing to sell the lot, we could always get someone to buy both lots and we'll have the big lot just like we had when we were together. And LMI, you want to veto it, you could anyway veto it. So we won't have the lot. Either way, what's the chilek? So, Mashenken, he says, when it's talking about, and he says, that's why by Gina and Chotz and all these cases, we don't find anywhere that when you go down in value, you can't be chilek. She says, Astam alocha psuka, mishnah da alocha, havadi could be chilek. What do you mean by what did you say? Only if it goes down up to a chay mishnah, more than a chay mishnah. He says, no, because all the things are not negeya. Because even after we split, anyone who wants to buy both can still buy both. And it will have its full value as entirety as it was together. So Mashenka in a house, the second you build the wall down the middle, right there, boom, it's finished. You now decrease the value of the house. It's no longer one house. It's two parts of a duplex. It's a different house.
So why can't buy it together and knock down the wall?
I don't know. One second. But Fred, this is the very... So he says, Mamel, this whole halacha is not negeya. And therefore he paskins in that case, not like the Chesed Lavram, and he paskins that you could force a chalukah. Because it's considered Yesh Beka De Chalukah. Why not? It still has its shame, and we'll put it together and you'll get its value. But the problem is, I don't understand. It comes out like him that the only devalue that came around over here was because I put a wall in the middle. Not because each half is sold individually separately, because you could have always vetoed a sale on your half of the house. Or when we had the house for Shutvis. So it must mean that the wall down the center caused the devaluation. And that I don't understand. Anyone who's interested in buying the full house, a whole house, would still buy the whole house. Yes, he might deduct $1,000 less, 1%, not even, to take a worker to knock down the dividing wall that you just put up. Big deal. What is that? That's certainly not a hefset of a chaymish. It's far less than a chaymish. And yet the Truman Zedashin says over there, you can't be chaylik, because you lost out. So what is the Maria Angel talking about? That hefset, copy, selling it as individual units, that he never wants to reckon with, because you could always have vetoed that. Elamai, he wants only reckon with the hefsid for putting that wall, big deal, remove the wall, and it won't be a problem. And that I don't understand. So, mainly you see, faket, you see that it's considered a loss anyway. You see that it's considered, because, so what, when we were together, you could have vetoed. But Lamai, selling them as units, individual units, lost its value. So, mainly, even by a sada, and even by a gina, and even by his case, that will be considered a hefsid, and you would not be able to be chaylik. I just want to, over time, Rabbi, so let's just finish the last halakha, the Ramah. So what do you do? Whatever, which way it works, and it's a reasonable way, then you could do it. One side of the lot has houses. And now you have to trade it off. What do you do? Malim b'ksofim. You'll have to pay off the difference to make the two chalakim even. Ach yu ha-chalakim shavim. V'akol kadesh li'itzdarku l'shabeh b'nyonim or l'hafzid. Ava midash shneim oisin k'mo she'etzav. If they're willing to do whatever they're willing to do, avada you could do. All right, Rabbi Isaac, good tavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.